In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today, as we listen to the Gospel of Zacchaeus, which is, we can say, considered a little man who became a big for God. A little man who became big for God. As we know, in the month of Tut, all the month, which is the first month in the Coptic year, all the readings are focused only on the repentance, which is makes sense. In the beginning of the year, we try to remember and remind ourselves that we have to repent, we have to come back to God. And God is asking, where are you? That's why the first thing that we have come to my mind in the beginning of the year is I have to come back to God, I have to repent. That's why today it's one of the stories that it's very clear to us it's about the repentance and how God is working and is seeking also the people to come back to his bottom. That's why the main mission of Jesus Christ in the world, he said it in the verse number 10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." It's clear. It's a clear statement from Jesus Christ. And he said by himself, "I came to the world to save all the people who was lost." Many people spiritually lost. They lost their way to heaven. That's why yesterday we talk about, in the Vesper, we talk about the healing of the soul. How God is, he came to heal ourselves. That's why we consider ourselves as sinners and we are waiting God to work in us too. But we have also to give him the permission to allow to change me. There is three scenes in the story. I will divide the story into three scenes. The first one, lost man looking for Jesus. You can imagine, number one is the description of Zacchaeus. He was a notable man. He was very short. He's a tax collector. He's very rich. And what the meaning of tax collector? He decided to betray his nation and collect taxes from the Roman Empire. And he's very rich. He had a lot of money. But he didn't think about if I will go for it. He heard that Jesus Christ was there, so around. And it was the first time he will go to Jericho. He listened to Jesus Christ. He listened about Jesus Christ. And he decided that I wanted to see him. I wanted to know who is God, who is Jesus Christ. The first step comes from myself too. I have to decide I wanted to see him. I wanted to sit down with him. Yeah, God is seeking, we will see. God was seeking him because he knew that he will be on the tree. But the first step is coming from my side, and first that I have to seek God also too. His desire, Luke says in verse number 3, and he sought to see who Jesus was. He was seeking to see Jesus. We heard about God, we heard about Jesus. We listen to the Gospels, we read the Bible, we attending the liturgies, even we pray. But I will ask a small question. You know Jesus or no? All of us will say yes. We know who is Jesus Christ. But in fact, no. If I know someone, I live with him. If I know someone, I know everything about him. I spend more time with him. He will reflect the peace, the joy, and everything good to me. And this is my question. If I know someone, like if I know Jesus, that he will reflect everything on me. Perhaps he had heard that Jesus had a soft place in his heart for sinners. Sometime when I feel bad, I sin, I feel that I want someone to embrace me, for example, or someone, I need a hug from someone. And no one will give me the peace except Jesus Christ. That's why he tried to search where is Jesus. Each one from us, he has the same desire inside him because we have the Holy Spirit inside my heart. But the problem, I sometimes have a lot of things busy with something else. That's why I have no time to give a time to the desire, to my desire to go to God. Just Zacchaeus had a desire to go to see Jesus Christ. He decided to go and to climb the tree. And you can imagine a man who is a tax collector. He's very rich. For sure, 100% he has a very rich garment. And suddenly he didn't look to other the people. And he went and climbed the tree. Many from the world, they said, why you are going to the church? Why you have to spend all the time in the church? And I said, because this is my desire, to stay with God. I don't care about what you are saying. I don't care if the world is changed. But I have the same desire in my heart. The Holy Spirit is working inside me. A lost man looking for Jesus. That's why my question is, if I have the same desire, for example, to come to the church to meet God or not. That's why in the morning, I met a lot of people in Upper Egypt. For example, if the liturgy is starting at 7, they woke up around 6 o'clock in the morning and they pray together. And I see in their eyes the desire to meet God in the church. And all the people, all the family, they try to tell themselves, hurry up. We have to meet God in the church. This is a desire. In verse number 4, he said, so he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. He ran ahead. If the Holy Spirit is talking to you for a moment and tell you, for example, let's pray, don't stop and go to pray. If you, and for sure, 100%, everyone from us has the same at some moment. He had a desire to go to the church, or has a desire, for example, to talk to God, or has a desire to open the Bible, or has a desire to pray. Don't stop this desire, these feelings. Just come to you, go and pray. You'll see how God is great, and the grace of God will be on you. Remember, when you come to God, He forgive and forget. When you come to God, remember that He forgive and forget. Then Jesus Christ seeking a lost man. If I see from the story that Zacchaeus inside him, he was seeking God, but in fact, Jesus Christ was walking and he took this way because he knew that Zacchaeus would be on the tree at this time. And And he was seeking to see this person. And this is the desire of the heart of God, that everyone go to the heaven. Jesus called him, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus wanted to be hidden. He was in the tree, and he didn't want anybody to see him. But because Jesus Christ was looking to him, and he knew that he will be on the tree, that's why he decided to go through this way, and he walked through this way, and he looked to Zacchaeus and said, I know who you are. And it was a surprise for Zacchaeus. You know my name? Yeah, Habibi, I know everyone. If you, for example, forget that I created you, no, Habibi, I know everyone. I know you by name. If you lost, I try to come to you by myself. I knock the door, but please open the door. This is exactly what Jesus Christ is doing every day with us. That's why in Hebrews 4:13 he says, all things are open and naked unto the eyes of him before whom we have to do. Remember that everything we are doing, it's clear to God. Everything we are doing, God is seeing. See everything. I can't hide anything from God. He knows my heart. He knows my desire. He knows my feelings. He knows what I'm doing. He knows what I'm going to do. But again, he is seeking to find my heart. That's why Zacchaeus was found by the eye of love and surprised by words of kindness, which touched his heart and increased his interest in Jesus all the more. You can imagine that someone, he in the sin, he is a sinner and he knows that. Just he met Jesus Christ, and only what Jesus Christ said, come down, Zacchaeus. And that's it. He didn't tell my love or my beloved. He didn't say that. He said only, come down, Zacchaeus. This word contains a lot of kindness and love. And this is exactly what Jesus Christ, when we repent, when we come back to God in his bosom, he is not talking to me with any word. Only he say my name. And only he will remember my name. And he forget everything around me. He only remember my name and said, come down, and I have to remove the name of Zacchaeus, and I will put my name. I will put my name instead of Zacchaeus. And he said, come down. I wanted to meet with you. Then the request of Jesus, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down for today. I must stay at your house. What is the response of Zacchaeus? The problem is, a lot of people said, I can't hear the voice of God. Yeah, for sure, I can't hear the voice of God because he already was talking to me, but I didn't listen. I'm very busy, that's why I can't listen to him. But usually, God is talking to me every day with many time and many ways. With many ways. That's why he said, just he said to him, Zacchaeus, come down. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. He came down faster. When you are doing anything for God, doing very fast, going and do. If you are going to the church, go fast and early. When you want to pray, close your door fast and pray. When you want to open the Bible and read, open it fast and close your door and read it. If you have a desire to talk to God anywhere, talk. And also, I wanted to remind you that Zacchaeus, maybe he will never, after this chance, he will never meet Jesus Christ again. That's why it's only a one chance came to him to meet Jesus Christ. That's why he said to himself, it's only the one chance to see Jesus Christ and I have to see him. That's why if I go to the pond today, he said, Saint Peter, and if we call on the Father who without judges according to each one's work, conduct yourself throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers. And also he said another part, that we are strangers, that we are strangers in this world. Then we are walking and we are living and we know that we have another life and we will meet Jesus Christ in the next life. That's why we have to walk and we have to take the chance that to meet Jesus Christ during my day. That's why it's only one chance that I receive that I saw Jesus Christ. For example, maybe you can do anything. Maybe you can walk during your day and you do something. Maybe you talk for 1 minute to Jesus Christ and this to be the last minute in your life. That's why I have to take the chance to talk to God every time. And the reaction of crowd, they said, what he's doing about Jesus Christ? But when they saw it, they all complained saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. If anyone say like you are a sinner, or maybe the devil come to me, what you are doing? You come back to God? You come back to God? God will never forgive you. Don't say, no, Habibi, malakish da'wa. He forgave my sin. And this is usually the devil is doing that. After I fall in sin, come the devil come back to me, like the crowd, and said, what he's doing? He will be a guest for a sinner? Yeah, for a sinner. He came to save the people. And I have to remind myself that. I have to remind myself that, yes, I am sinner, and I'm waiting the salvation of Jesus Christ. He will forgive my sin. That's why Jesus saving a lost man. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. Everything was changing in his life. That's why Jesus Christ said, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. Yeah, in one minute only, he changed and he became a son of Abraham. He became the son of Abraham with the faith. He came back after he was lost, but he came back again and he saved his life. It's only we didn't know about the time, how much time he took between, for example, he started to eat and suddenly after a few maybe hours, he was talking to him and he said, okay, I will give everything to the poor and half of my possession. But he spent only a few hours, maybe, we don't know how the time. But he built a good relationship with him. Maybe we spend small time, for example, for 1 hour with God or half an hour. But after you finish, you feel that you are very satisfied. You receive the grace from God. In Romans 2:4 says, the goodness of God leads you to repentance. Yeah, when you spend more time with God, you will feel like I receive everything from him. Then I have to spend more time with God to that, to be like Zacchaeus. That's why he said in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open, I will enter. He didn't say, I will talk, or maybe I will do anything else. No, he said, I will enter. I will take that dinner with him. It means that God is only waiting until I open a little bit the door and he will go inside. Don't miss the time. Don't miss the minute that you spend more with God. And if I have to admit that I am a sinner, we said that no one in the world without sin. That's why if I am a sinner and he is a savior, then this is a line between me and between him. He will save me. That's why I want only to spend more time with him to give him the chance to change my heart. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Mary, the mother of our Savior, they may forgive us our sins.
We believe in one God, God the
Father, the Creator,
Creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men for all salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered in our spirit, according to the scriptures, ascended into the heavens, sits right hand of his Father, and he is coming again, his glory to God, the living is good, and shall have no end. Yes, we believe the Holy Spirit, the Lord is the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets,
and in one holy
Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We long for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Я бросил в кесо сите.